Beyond battling bad information, there was a need to explain a rapidly changing election process. It was crucial for voters to understand that despite what Trump was saying, mail-in votes weren't susceptible to fraud, and that it would be normal if some states weren't finished counting votes on election night. Dick Gephardt, the Democratic former House leader turned high-powered lobbyist, spearheaded one coalition. We wanted to get a really bipartisan group of former elected officials, cabinet secretaries, military leaders, and so on, aimed mainly at messaging to the public, but also speaking to local officials, the secretaries of state, attorneys general, governors who would be in the eye of the storm, to let them know we wanted to help, says Gephardt, who worked his contacts in the private sector to put $20 million behind the effort. Mr. Womp, the former GOP congressman, worked through the nonpartisan reform group issue one to rally Republicans. We thought we should bring some bipartisan element of unity around what constitutes a free and fair election, Womp says. The 22 Democrats and 22 Republicans on the National Council on Election Integrity met on Zoom at least once a week. They ran ads in six states, made statements, wrote articles, and alerted local officials to potential problems. We had rabid Trump supporters who agreed to serve on the council based on the idea that this is honest, Womp says. This is going to be just as important, he told them, to convince the liberals when Trump wins. Whichever way it cuts, we're going to stick together.